560, The Answer. Welcome to Part of the Answer, the show where you get a peek inside the minds of some of Chicagoland's best and brightest business leaders. Hear the success stories behind their companies and get to know them inside and outside of the boardroom. No press releases, no sound bites. Just an authentic conversation that explores from the moment their business was conceived to the vision for its future. Now, here's your host, Ken Cervera.
AM 560, The Answer. This is Part of the Answer. I am your host, Ken Cervera. My guest on tonight's Part of the Answer is an outstanding periodontist and the founder of Fox River Periodontics. Dr. Kami Neruzzi is my guest on Part of the Answer. Doc, welcome in. You're a great guy. I've already enjoyed talking to you in the break room. This is awesome to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure being here.
Absolutely. And it's a pleasure having you. Let's start out with a basic definition for maybe people who have never had periodontal work done. Let's give a definition of what a periodontist is versus what a dentist is.
A periodontist is a dentist that goes for three more years of training in the art and science of treatment of diseases of the gums and the tissues surrounding the teeth.
Right.
And replacement of missing teeth with dental implants.
Okay.
That's basically the definition of periodontics.
Okay, very good. Now, so the dentist will send their patients to a periodontist when conditions have become more severe, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. I had gum peelback surgery at one point, and I was amazed at how easy the procedure was. You know, you have all of these inherent fears in you about going to a periodontist, and oh my God, it's going to be horrible, and it really was none of those things. I had, the only thing I had was canker sores after the operation, but the operation itself, I had no pain. I was shocked.
Actually, what you experienced is what most of our patients experience.
Right.
And because we always interview people and ask them what their experience was. And you're absolutely correct. In about 90% of situations, people go through treatment with very minimal discomfort.
It was amazing to me. And after the procedure, I said, well, they said, no, don't worry. You're going to get some pain. I didn't. And I think a lot of people are probably out there with tooth problems right now, and they're going, you know what, this is going to be so dramatic, I'm just going to put it off. And you put it off, and it's going to affect other areas of your health, isn't it?
That is correct. It's a disease that is a sleeper.
Yep.
Usually is not associated with pain or discomfort. When discomfort and pain usually appear, things are very far advanced. It definitely scientifically has been shown to affect some very serious organs in the body.
Yes.
The heart is one of them. It affects pregnant women in a bad way. It really interacts very badly with diabetes.
Right.
And they actually get into a vicious cycle where the diabetes makes the periodontal disease worse and the periodontal disease makes the diabetes worse.
Right.
Diabetes control is very difficult. So, just like any other organ, the mouth is part of your body.
Yeah, we were talking about that in the break room, and it was amazing how you define the mouth.
Yes.
Because people think that's a separate entity,
yes,
right?
Yes, you know, this is this, you know, thinking that, you know, the mouth is somehow external to the body, but your nose, your eyes, and your ears are part of your head, but not the mouth.
And people have no problems getting help for those,
right?
Correct?
That's correct,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But if you imagine from a surface area standpoint, if you have periodontal disease in your mouth, the surface area of the gingiva or your gums is about the size of the dorsal surface of your arm.
Really?
From your armpit to your hand.
Oh, my God. I did not know that.
So if you had an infection on your arm in that big an area,
right,
you would be in big trouble.
Yeah, you bet.
So this is the same thing.
So when a procedure is done, you keep in constant contact with the person's dentist so that you're both sharing information so that when that guy goes back to the dentist and he may have to have some work done, he understands the procedure that has been done and you guys are communicating all of the time.
That is absolutely correct. In fact, the communication starts before we start the treatment. Mm-hmm. We are very, very communication oriented. Mm-hmm. We believe in educating everybody, not just the dentist, but also the patient.
Sure.
Our dental referral guys, which are our colleagues and friends, they usually get a phone call. You know, we discuss the patient.
Right.
They get letters with the patient's very accurate treatment plan sent to them. And every time the patient comes to our office, let's say you are a dentist, every time your patient comes to our office and has a procedure done, you will get an immediate fax in your office of the description of the procedure.
Oh, that's outstanding.
Of how it's done, when it was done, and how it was done, and what to expect.
So it's all about communication.
It's all about communication.
Yeah, absolutely. Now let's talk about your wonderful practice, Fox yes. River Periodontics. Yeah. Yes. Let's talk about, first of all, where is it located?
Our practice is located in Geneva.
Okay.
Right off of Route 38.
Okay, let's give a website, phone number, and address.
Yes. The website, you can go to Dr. Neruzzi at foxriverperiodontics.com.
Okay.
Our address is 2075 Blackberry Drive in Geneva, Illinois.
Right.
60134.
Now, where did you attend college? You seem like a guy I'd want to hang out with in college.
I
don't know.
You
just seem, you know, besides being a great doctor,
yes,
you seem to be a really fun guy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, you
got to
have fun in life.
You've got to.
It's a short life, you know.
You better be enjoying it.
I tell my patients, don't take everything so seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little tough for me, though. I'm a White Sox fan. And
I'm a White Sox fan, too.
Oh, you, God bless you. I knew I liked you right away. We're suffering. Yeah. We're bleeding from all the
Yes, not a good year this year.
Okay, so how many people do you employ?
We have about six employees.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Nice, cohesive staff.
Very cohesive staff. These people, when we hire them, they're carefully interviewed.
Right.
And
what are you looking for?
We are looking for enthusiasm and a caring, kind character.
Okay. So they have to be nurturing as well.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. From
absolutely.
The time the person comes in,
absolutely.
They're a little apprehensive, they're a little fearful, and they take them under their wing and say it's going to be fine. Don't worry.
Yes, you have to treat the idea and the training that they go through.
Sure.
Because we have a systematized system in our office, is to make sure that they understand the fear of the patient, the way the patient is feeling, and try to alleviate that through a caring, kind approach.
So you're dealing with the psychological aspects of going through dental surgery.
Absolutely, because if the patient doesn't feel that we are truly trying to treat them as if they're family members.
Right.
They will always carry that fear with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe in positive and negative energy. And that can actually affect their experience.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I went to a doctor on the south side to have my periodontal work done, and his staff was extremely professional.
Yes.
The office was spotlessly clean.
Absolutely.
And you're looking for that as well.
Yes.
And you're saying, wow. And the, you know, like your staff, they were very nurturing.
You just said the magic word. The idea is for my office, and my office is a newer office.
Yeah.
You know, we always update our decor to make sure that the patient feels welcome.
Yep.
And they feel that this place is not only clean but very professional. The magic word that you said and that we try to do with patients is to wow them.
Mm-hmm.
When the patient comes to your office, they have these expectations. But when the expectations are met and exceeded, then they say, wow, this is really neat.
Sure. And in an office that from the moment you enter, it says professionalism.
Yes.
You know, that these people are not messing around. They're very attentive to you.
Yes.
And I think that's, you know, for me, that's the main thing. If a doctor spends a lot of time with me and explains procedures and things like that, that's what I want.
And that's precisely what I've always not only practiced, but taught when to my students when I used to teach, that you have to take the time to make them understand the nature of the disease they have.
Yes.
And how you can help them.
Right.
And celebrate that.
Yes, absolutely.
We have all this technology, this ability, this science, and the expertise that we can offer them to really improve their life.
Sure. Absolutely. And like you say, if there are people out there within the sound of our voices who are putting off, for whatever reason, going in to the periodontist, you had better get yourself in there, because if you do not...
Don't do it. It gets worse.
Absolutely. It's not going to get any better for you. So go see Dr. Neruzzi. This guy is a very kind, awesome, and caring doctor. My name is Ken Severa. The show is Part of the Answer. We are visiting today with Dr. Kami Neruzzi from Fox River Periodontics, and we will be right back after these vital capitalistic messages. Stay with us.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. On the inbound Kennedy, it's pretty heavy between the O'Hare Extension and Cumberland. There's a report of a crash. Also a little slow between Ogden and the Burns Circle Interchange. O'Hare to downtown, 26 minutes. From the junction is 14. Outbound lane's heavy between the junction and Sayre. Downtown to the junction is 10. Out to O'Hare, 26. The express lanes are good. On the Eisenhower outbound at Thorndale, the exit ramp remains closed because of an earlier crash. Post office to Mannheim is 16. Out to Thorndale is 29. Inbound lanes on the Eisenhower, Thorndale to the post office is 30 minutes. From Mannheim, takes 17. The Stevenson inbound, 355 to Lakeshore Drive, it's 35 minutes. The outbound lanes, there's been a report of a crash near Cicero, Lakeshore Drive to 355, 40 minutes. Tonight, it's 71 degrees and some storms. Currently, it's 78. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Sean Hannity believes Donald Trump is teetering.
Here's what people, here's the next step for Trump if he's serious about running for president, in my opinion. Trump needs to, this is a razor's edge for him. He's got to balance Trump being Trump, and he's got to balance being presidential. He's got to show the American people that he could solve the problems that we now face.
The Sean Hannity Show, afternoons at 2, right before Joe Walsh at 5, on AM 560, The Answer.
Banks have been foreclosing on people's homes at an unprecedented rate. Enough is enough. It's time to fight back and level the playing field. The attorneys of Bridges & O & Associates have an intense understanding of foreclosure law. Experienced attorneys will passionately litigate against and negotiate with your bank for a permanent loan restructuring. They are proud to help educate and protect families, keeping you in your home, reducing your stress, and giving you time to get back on your feet. Don't just sit there and lose your home. They can put you back in control. Get the upper hand when negotiating with your bank with their free evaluation. Then Bridges & O & Associates will develop a plan that will help your family now, 3 months from now, 3 years from now, even 5 years from now. Call 224-513-1231 or visit FightIllinoisForeclosures.com. Get real answers from a real foreclosure defense law firm. 224-513-1231 or FightIllinoisForeclosures.com. Bridges & O & Associates, you have rights. Don't give up your home.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My air conditioner needs replacing.
Sorry, but your home insurance doesn't cover air conditioners.
So what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my air conditioner?
I'm afraid not.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, go to AHS.com or call 1-800-403-9611. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Home insurance can cover what might happen.
Zombies are coming!
But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, go to AHS.com. That's AHS.com. Or call 1-800-403-9611.
AM 560, The Answer. And now, more of AM 560's Part of the Answer. A behind-the-scenes look at some of Chicago's most successful businesses. Once again, here's your host,
Ken Cervera.
I'm Ken Cervera. This show is part of The Answer. We are fortunate enough this evening to be dealing with a great doctor, interviewing him. His name is Dr. Kami Neruzzi. He is from Fox River Periodontics, located in Geneva, Illinois. And, doctor, we were talking off mic about how very important the psychological aspects of your business are. And you were defining two types of people.
Right.
And I think that's a great way of looking at it because Dwayne Dyer said it, didn't he?
Yes.
Talk to us about
yes.
that.
As he explains it very, very succinctly, there's two types of people in the world. We have appreciators and we have depreciators.
You're right.
And, you know, if you're a depreciator, you will have a harder time.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to deal with that. We try to, because we always believe that even a depreciator can come around through kindness.
Yeah, absolutely. You're a glasses half full guy. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, not half empty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The appreciators are very easy to deal with. You know, they come in, they appreciate what we're trying to do for them.
Sure.
Even though they're afraid, they still see that, hey, these guys are trying to help me. They're
absolutely
doing everything they can to help me. And once the treatment is over,
yeah,
whether they have their periodontal disease taken care of or they have an aesthetic issue taken care of or they had their missing teeth replaced,
right,
they say, wow, this is great. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and I tell you what, I've had patients who couldn't eat. You know, they actually literally told me they hadn't had a steak for like 10 years.
Oh, my God. I would go out of my mind.
Yes. And they say, you know, I can eat, you know, or I can go out with my friends and not be embarrassed.
Sure.
About my dentures dropping down and
right,
not being able to talk. So part of the psychology that you were talking about is trying to improve people's self-image,
mm-hmm,
self-confidence,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
and that's priceless.
Absolutely.
You know, and
yeah, because you'll see people with bad teeth. They always have their hands over their mouth,
yes,
when they smile or something.
Yes.
And I always think how sad, you know.
It is very sad.
Going through life being that conscious of it.
Unnecessary.
Yeah.
It's totally unnecessary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we have the science, the knowledge, and the expertise to fix these guys.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's not very complex.
Right.
It doesn't have to be complex. Complexity in dentistry happens when things have been put off.
Yes, absolutely.
You know? And I always used to tell my students and I tell my patients, I said the spontaneous healing of dental disease hasn't occurred yet.
You are quite correct. I am a
it
living
won't
example.
Happen. It will stay there and it just keeps getting worse. And, you know, that infection festers. It starts affecting your, you know, organs, your body
sure.
systems. And, you know, people don't have to live with pain and misery.
Well, see, my teeth were just very close together, especially in the back.
Right.
I had not been to the dentist for about a year and a half, which
right.
is a long time for
yes,
me.
Yes, it
I
is.
Usually get about,
or anybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I usually get about 3-month checkups,
right.
like you say.
Yes.
Okay, when I went in, I expected just a general, they took x-rays.
Sure.
Suddenly they say to me, your bone is deteriorating
right.
quite a bit
right.
in the back. And I had 4 quadrants
yes.
that I had to have worked on.
Yes.
And it was shocking to get that, you know, information. But then I faced it, and I said, look, this isn't going to get any better. I'm not going to lose my back teeth.
Right.
I'm going to go in and get the bone replaced.
Sure.
And I did, and I am so happy I did it in
oh,
retrospect,
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
Because had I not,
yes,
I would not have any back teeth. I don't know how you chew.
Oh, absolutely. And it does affect the back teeth before it affects the front teeth.
Yep.
The reason is very simple. The back teeth have more roots and therefore more surface area
mm-hmm.
for the plaque
mm-hmm.
to attach to and then start the disease process.
Yes.
Plaque is a bacterial collection on your teeth.
Right.
That's what it's called, the plaque.
Right.
And it's very sticky.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard to get off.
Mm-hmm.
That's why brushing is so important.
And do mouthwashes help?
Yes, they do if you use it in conjunction with brushing.
Mm-hmm.
By themselves,
mm-hmm.
swishing your mouth with a mouthwash may change your breath for a few minutes or a few hours, but it will not remove plaque.
Okay.
Neither do these water picks.
Mm-hmm.
These water irrigation systems are great to get food particles out.
Right.
But they won't remove the plaque. The only thing that removes the plaque is brushing and flossing.
Okay.
But if you use a mouthwash in conjunction with that, research shows that you can reduce gingivitis.
Okay. And so how much, what percentage would you say, just rough guess, of problems would be eliminated if people just started taking care of their teeth, flossing, brushing, mouthwashes, picks?
You can get rid of 90% of the problem.
Really?
Yes. And again, research has shown that home care is very important in maintaining a healthy dentition.
Right.
Whether it's periodontal disease or just pure decay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to approach it in a systematized way. You know, you got to brush, you got to floss, you have to be under the care of a professional, at least get, in my opinion, 3 cleanings a year.
That, you know, that really does help.
Yes.
And when you see the amount of plaque that can form in just 12 weeks' time.
Oh, in a few hours.
Yes. It's really amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
You know.
It's an ongoing thing. It's a chronic infection.
Sure.
This is not like an appendix where you can go in there and take the appendix out and, you know, problem is over. This is a chronic disease and it... But it is very, very treatable and maintainable.
Mm-hmm.
Very treatable and maintainable. But the most important thing is you got to start at home care, and you have to be under the care of a professional.
Right.
You know, once you do that, maintaining the disease in the long run is not difficult unless the patient has, you know, certain specific immune issues.
Right.
Which are very much hereditary sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something else.
Yeah, it becomes more of an acute problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, you asked me what percentages, you know, you can really get rid of 90% of your issues.
Sure.
When you do that. But other than that, you know, I've always advocated at least 3 times cleanings for patients because the every 6-month situation was really created by insurance companies.
Yeah,
It is not science-based.
Mm-hmm.
The science-based situation is you should have a cleaning every 3 months.
Yeah, and people go, well, it costs. Yeah, but what does surgery cost?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but you know what? It's a price for haircut.
That's right. That's exactly
right.
You know,
you go and get your hair dyed and colored and do all that stuff, you know, every month.
Yep.
You know, but...
But like you say, people, again, think the mouth is a separate issue.
Oh, absolutely.
There
was another myth that people tell me, my patients tell me, especially in difficult, you know, economic times, when people put things off, is that, well, doc, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Well, here's one of the biggest problems with periodontal disease. You don't want it to hurt because lack of pain is not equal to lack of pathology.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, and this is not a good analogy, but it may make people understand things. Cancer is painless too when it starts.
Yeah, that's right.
But when, you know, when you get into symptoms, then things are very, very difficult to take care of.
And why wait for the pain?
Yes.
When you can prevent it altogether.
Absolutely. I tell them, and the more you wait, the more extensive and expensive and less predictable your treatment becomes.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And like I said, I am so thankful that I was smart enough to heed Dr. Videka, my dentist.
Yes.
Heed his advice.
Yes.
Get into the periodontist and have it dealt with before my teeth fell out.
Absolutely important, because now you can enjoy your teeth perhaps for the rest of your life, rather than going into all kinds of, again, extensive, expensive implant treatment.
Absolutely.
In order to replace what you could have, you know, not lost.
My wife made a delicious lamb dinner last night, and I'm being honest with you, I enjoyed the living
I love lamb.
Heck out of it.
So. Good for you.
Yes. And it's
and
nice
you deserve it.
And I'm losing weight.
And
in
you
the
deserve
process.
It.
I'm getting healthy. I'll get hit by a snack truck on the way home. Last words I'll ever see will be Little Debbie or Frito-Lay, you know? know?
Well, just limit your sugar intake because sugar is bad for your teeth and for your body.
Absolutely. And at one point, I was injecting Coca-Cola into my veins, and I stopped all of that.
Oh, that's very bad for your teeth.
Oh, absolutely. My name is Ken Cervera. The show is part of The Answer. We are interviewing a great guy today. Is Dr. Kami Neruzzi from Fox River Periodontics, and we will be right back with the good doctor right after these vital messages. Stick around.
The Dennis Prager Show.
I have been saying for years that if you can identify as the other sex, then there is no reason you cannot identify as another race. Once you break down the barriers to objective reality, and all reality becomes subjective, I am what I feel, then it should apply to everything. You are what you feel.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 11, right before Sean Hannity at 2, on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler, a Mexican drug lord at large.
El Chapo is arguably the most powerful drug lord across the world right now. He's worth more than $1 billion. He runs the Sinaloa cartel, which is one of the most dangerous, brutally violent cartels in Mexico. And he was last seen Saturday night in the shower area of his cell in Altiplano, a maximum security prison about an hour and a half west of Mexico City.
Fox's Will Carr on CNN State of the Union, Senator Lindsey Graham criticizing Donald Trump for comments about Mexican immigrants.
As a party, we should reject what he says because it's not true. And if we don't reject it, we've lost the moral authority, in my view, to govern this country.
Trump not backing down, calling capitalism the dung of the devil. Pope Francis visiting a slum today in Paraguay. He's now headed back to Rome after 8 days in Latin America. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. Solid delays on the Jane Addams if you're heading eastbound between Roselle and Route 53 because of a crash taking out the two right lanes. Also on the Kennedy, it slows down between the O'Hare Extension and Cumberland because of an accident. O'Hare to downtown, 26 minutes from the junction is 14. The outbound lanes between the junction and Sayre are a little slow. Downtown to the Junction 10, out to O'Hare's 26, the express lanes are good. Eisenhower outbound at Thorndale, the exit ramp remains closed because of an earlier crash. Post office to Mannheim is 16, out to Thorndale, 29 minutes. On the inbound Eisenhower, Thorndale to the post office, 30 minutes. From Mannheim, takes about 17 minutes. Tonight, temperatures around 71 degrees with some storms. Tomorrow, 86 in thunderstorms. Currently, it's 78 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The answer.
The sounds of an accident. You or a loved one has been injured. Your mind is racing. What happened? Is everyone okay? What now?
I'm Dan Compton of Compton Law Group. We know that at a time like this, you want answers. More importantly, you want justice for what has taken place. If you or a loved one has been injured, please, before you sign something or talk to anyone, call Compton Law Group. This is our specialty, fighting for your rights, fighting for you, and making sure that justice is served. You can reach me at 847-742-6100. That's 847-742-6100. It's my job to make sure that you, your family, and your loved ones are protected and compensated properly. We handle nursing home accidents, car, truck, and motorcycle accidents, construction accidents, and medical malpractice.
When accidents happen, and they will happen, make sure you have Compton Law Group on your side. 847-742-6100 or online at comptonlawgroup.net. When accidents happen, take the appropriate action with Compton Law Group.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-933-1447. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-933-1447. That's 1-800-933-1447. 1-800-933-1447.
You want to feel connected, at one with your world. Informed, included, and inspired. So no matter where you are,
we have an accident on the expressway.
When important things happen,
you see this man, contact authorities immediately.
We're here, at all hours, in the moment, on every device in your life. Your local radio and TV broadcasters. We investigate and inform.
Our political investigation saved taxpayers.
Give back to the community.
Our radio station is now accepting donations to help rebuild this community.
Even save lives.
It is time to just hunker down. It's too late now to leave.
America's number one source for news, weather, and information on your radio, TV, computer, tablet, and smartphone. We are broadcasters. Always here for you, wherever here may be. Tell Washington local stations matter by texting radio to 52886. Furnished by NAB and the station, message and data rates may apply.
AM 560, The Answer.
You're listening to AM 560's Part of the Answer, an authentic conversation with some of Chicagoland's best and brightest business leaders. Here's your host, Ken Cervera.
You know, I am so lucky on this show. I get to meet all of these great people every week, and the guest I have this week is absolutely one of those people. His name is Dr. Kami Neruzzi. He comes from Fox River Periodontics in Geneva, Illinois, and if you guys, for some reason or another, need to have periodontal work done and you're putting it off, I can tell you this. The doctor will be far more professional, but I can tell you, you are risking a lot with your health. You need to get in to see Dr. Neruzzi. This guy has more degrees than you're going to. I mean, if I started with that, and we're going to get into that too, we'd be here half the day saying all of the accolades that you have received and all of the deep amount of studying that you have done.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about attitude.
Right.
And people who are appreciators, as you were saying, or as Dr. Dwayne Dyer also said,
that's correct,
are going to have a much easier time and will heal faster than depreciators, people with negative attitudes, correct?
That is absolutely true. As, you know, strange as it may sound to some people, it has been my experience, and I've been doing this for close to 30 years.
Right.
And I have seen that people who have positive attitudes, they have that positive energy around them, and they actually heal better.
Yes.
They heal faster. They have less discomfort, less mm-hmm. swelling, less, mm-hmm. you know, complications.
Yes.
And the reverse is true, where people who, you know, Dr. Dyer calls them depreciators,
mm-hmm.
is these are the people who always come back with complications.
Yeah.
There's always things wrong.
Isn't that interesting?
It is very interesting.
Yeah. They say what starts in the mind goes through the body.
Absolutely. You know, everything's connected.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, there's books around written, you know, you are as you think.
It's all self-fulfilling prophecy.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody comes to my office expecting to be experiencing a bad, painful situation, it'll happen.
It is amazing,
yeah.
the psychological
yeah.
aspects of this.
Yes.
And I think that if you're overall a happier person,
yeah.
you're not, you have a way of dealing with your stress
absolutely.
Either through exercise or something else where you reward yourself even in bad times.
That is correct.
You're going to have a much happier existence.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially exercise, you know.
Yeah.
One of the simplest things that I do and people can do just to relieve stress is just plain walking.
Yeah, absolutely.
You
absolutely
know?
Right. And my wife and I try to do that as often as possible.
Oh, it's wonderful. Walking, bicycling is
yeah.
very nice.
Yeah.
And these are really simple, inexpensive ways to do it. You know, I'm one of those guys who doesn't like to go to the gym.
Yeah.
You know, it's too confined for me. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
But I walk a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of puts your mind at peace.
Sure, absolutely. And it's all about, you know, I have friends now who are taking yoga or friends
yes.
that are doing some sort of positive mental attitude.
Whatever
work.
Works for you.
Sure, absolutely right. And Now, let's talk about Fox River periodontics.
Yes.
I know that you guys have a lot of the latest equipment.
Absolutely.
It's a newer office. You're right on the cutting edge of of the different, you know, advances being made periodontal science.
Yes.
How is periodontal science different than it was 30 years ago when you started?
Oh, my God. You know, that's a great question. I was talking to couple of my friends, you know, who we were like, you know, old classmates and stuff. And we figured, you know, today we don't do much of the stuff we learn in school.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's really grown. It's
sure.
But what they teach you in school is the basics, you know, and then you build upon that.
So how many times a year are you, you know, re-educating yourself about the newest procedures?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah, I could imagine.
It's at least 4 or 5 times a year I'm taking courses.
Oh, okay. So the science is basically happening now faster than people can keep up with it, probably.
Yes, and I've lectured about that.
Uh-huh.
And I tell people, I said, you know what? The weight of the knowledge doubles itself every 3-4 years.
Sure.
And if you don't keep up with it, it will pass you by.
Yes.
And then you will never catch up.
Yeah, that's right.
But what we try to do at Fox River Periodontics is not only being scientific, but being evidence-based.
Mm-hmm.
That means that everything we do has been shown by science to work.
Mm-hmm.
If you can have a lot of technology that's not evidence-based,
right,
you're just using these things because you think they're modern or this and that, and you really are not practicing evidence-based periodontics.
Right.
Then that's the most important thing that we do, is that evidence-based aspect.
When we come back, I'm going to ask you how you envision your business being 25 years from now.
Oh, sure.
My name is Ken Cervera. We have an outstanding guest on this program. We bring you the best guest in the business world every Sunday at 7 p.m. right here on our show. And we are with Dr. Kami Neruzzi. Today from Fox River Periodontics, and we will be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere, because I will find you.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadway. Solid delays on 80 eastbound between 57 and Kedzie because of a crash taking out the right-hand lane. Also on the Skyway heading westbound, it's pretty solid between Cottage Grove and the Dan Ryan. On the Eisenhower outbound at Thorndale Avenue, that exit ramp is closed because of an earlier crash. But from the post office to Mannheim, it's only 16. To Thorndale, it's 29 minutes. And on the inbound Eisenhower, from Thorndale to post office, it's 30 minutes. From Mannheim, takes 17. The Stevenson outbound, heavy between Damon and Cicero because of crash taking out the right-hand lane. Lakeshore Drive to Cicero, 20. To the Tri-State is 34 minutes. To 355 is 44 minutes. The Dan Ryan inbound slow between Cermak and the Burn Circle Interchange. Tonight, it's 71 degrees. Currently, it's 78. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The answer.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. You know, some things in life are just too serious to take chances on, and owing money to the IRS is definitely one of those. The IRS has the power to garnish your paycheck. They can levy your bank account, even take your home or business. Seriously. Thankfully, with one simple call, you can start solving your tax debt once and for all. Optima Tax Relief is the leading tax resolution firm in the nation. They have over 250 professionals. They have an A rating with the Better Business Bureau and the trust of thousands of satisfied clients. Optima's attorneys can immediately protect you from aggressive collections because they are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative. That's a special IRS debt forgiveness program that could save you thousands. Don't wait till it's too late. Get serious. Call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. 1-800-944-5953. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-944-5953. That's 1-800-944-5953. 1-800-944-5953.
AM 560, The Answer.
Now, back to Part of the Answer on AM 560. A peek inside the minds behind some of the most successful businesses in Chicagoland. Now, here's your host, Ken Severa.
We are with Dr. Kami Neruzzi from Fox River Periodontics. And we are talking to the doctor about a myriad of subjects today. You have some amazing credentials when it comes to your training. talk to me about what the diplomat status is.
The diplomat status is a voluntary exam that you take. It's not necessary for people to be practicing with that. But what it does is that it, in order for you to go through the process and pass the exam, you have to have an intimate knowledge of the literature. And the literature just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
And the literature... The literature being
all the studies that have been done in periodontics that are relevant to the treatment of people. And these are all published studies, you know, in different journals. And one of the number one criteria of becoming board certified is you have to have an intimate knowledge of this literature. And then it also, at least when I took the exam, you had to show your work to a panel, a board of examiners.
So it's like a review.
And the exam has a written aspect, which you have to pass, and then you can take the oral aspect. The main part of it is the oral exam, which is usually 2 days, and you basically get into a question and answer discussion with two board members. For an hour and a half. And believe me, that's an eternity.
That's grueling.
If you don't know your stuff.
if you do know your
well,
stuff.
Well, let me tell you something. I had a lot of fun taking this exam in 1997, both days. It was a lot of fun. And what it did was that it changed my perspective. I basically make sure everything I do is evidence-based. And that's what it, you know, basically... instilled in me.
So if this were a court of law, you could prove it.
Yes. But, of course, being board certified is not essential to practicing. I'm sure there's a lot of good periodontists out there that are not board certified. But more and more people of our profession are becoming board certified. And that's very, very important because it distinguishes us from non-specialists.
And why would you not want that credit?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, you are an achiever, obviously, and you're a person who enjoys achieving. And that is a great thing, especially in this day and age. Where people are always looking to cut corners and they're looking for the easy way out. You're saying the heck with that.
No.
I'm going for it.
You know? And, you know, you learn a lot. You learn because you, the whole process exposed me to so many other periodontists. And to this day, we're friends, and we communicate about our treatments. Or if we have questions, we call each other and say, hey, you know, what do you think about that? Or what do you think about this? And it really changed my perspective because in this kind of stuff, it's very easy to get into a box and become basically, you know, imprisoned into your own little world of how things should be done.
And then you become stagnant as well. And then the job is not as exciting.
Learning stops.
Absolutely.
You know, learning stops. When you think that you have learned everything there is, that's when you should stop practicing.
You bet. You know, it's the same in the world of entertainment. If you're not reinventing yourself, you're remaining stagnant, and that's the kiss of
that
death.
Kiss of death.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we were talking about there are so many new sciences making their way onto the scene, nanotechnology being one.
Sure.
And nanotechnology will have far-reaching aspects into medicine and all other...
No doubt.
Yeah, and so... how do you envision right now from this point in time that periodontal medicine will be different 30 years from now?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. One of the fields, you know, putting implants aside, you know, which is consistently growing, is the field of biologic response modifiers. And these are chemicals that are mostly sometimes, a lot of times, found naturally in our bodies that help regenerative processes.
Okay.
One of them, which is available today, but I'm sure it's going to get a lot better, is this protein called bone morphogenic protein. And this protein actually exists in our bones. There's 20 of them, of which two of them are very, very essential and helpful for regenerating bone.
Really?
I use this technology in my office, and it's amazing what it can do. You can grow bone basically just about anywhere you want.
That's incredible.
And these kinds of treatments, these kinds of what we call biologic response modifiers, are going to actually increase. There'll be more and more of them in the future. They will help you know, control disease. They will help healing.
I imagine they would be at the forefront of cancer cures.
Yes, definitely. You know, cancer cure actually has come a long way.
Yes, it has.
Even in the last 10 years.
Right. Right. Yeah, my dad had prostate cancer, and, and they say if you're going to get cancer, that's pretty much the one to get, because not that you're
there's no good cancer,
but if you're going to get it, that's one of the most treatable.
One of the more treatable ones.
And they bought him like another 13 years of life, and that was great.
I have seen that in my own patients.
Yeah.
You know, that have battled different cancers.
Sure.
I have to admit that in the last 10 years, I've seen more people survive very advanced cancers than ever before.
That's wonderful.
And it's really, thank God, that they have that technology.
Absolutely, thank God. That is a great thing, and it gives people a lot of optimism.
Absolutely.
I'm with Dr. Kami Naruzzi from Fox River Periodontics. The show is part of The Answer. I'm your host, Ken Severa, and we will be right back for our final segment right after these important messages.
If you're in the red zone of retirement, and by that we mean those very critical savings years just before you retire, you really need to talk to Jack Tabota of Tabota & Associates. You see, it's vitally important to squeeze the most growth from those last critical years, but you have to remain vigilant against undue risk. Tabota & Associates has a blueprint to help you do this very thing. They put this into practice for many of their clients. You see, if you have this specialized knowledge and the right tools, it's possible to stay in the market where the best growth opportunities are, while still maintaining a conservative approach with your retirement dollars. Get across the desk from a professional retirement planner, Jack Tabota of Tabota & Associates, to make the most of your time in the red zone of retirement. Let Jack show you how. 630-777-7955. That's 630-777-7955. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know you could save as much as 70% on term life insurance? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for AIG Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their most affordable rates on term life insurance products. And I mean affordable. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-600-7214. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. And the call is absolutely free. call 1-800-600-7214. That's 1-800-600-7214.
AM 560, The Answer. And now, more of AM 560's Part of the Answer, a behind-the-scenes look at some of Chicago's most successful businesses. Once again, here's your host, Ken Cervera.
Yes, I am Ken Cervera. We are with Dr. Kami Neruzzi from Fox River Periodontics, located in Geneva, Illinois. And before we go further, let's give a phone number, address, and website once again.
Our phone number is 630-232-7400.
Okay.
The address is 2075 Blackberry Drive in Geneva, Illinois.
And your website?
And the website is very simple, Dr. Neruzzi at foxriverperiodontics.com.
There you go.
And you can go in there, or you just go to foxriverperiodontics.com or implantsforme.com.
Right.
They will all take you to our website, and you can browse through it. You can see the office. You will see pictures.
There you go.
Of patients.
Yep.
Before and after.
Mm-hmm.
You will have explanations of procedures. It's all designed to keep and put people's mind at ease.
And there you go. So you're out in Geneva tonight, right, and you're sitting on your deck and you're smoking a cigar, which you should probably give up anyway if you have periodontal disease. But anyway, and you're sitting around going, you know, I've been putting off this periodontal procedure. Maybe I need to go see Dr. Neruzzi and get this taken care of and wrapped up before it develops into something a little more serious.
Yes. And I tell you what, it's a really painless appointment.
Yes.
Just
absolutely.
Come in. Let's see what's going on.
Right.
We'll try to help you get through it.
Yes. And you have a great sense of humor, too. And I imagine you're going to just put your patients at
ease.
Oh,
yes,
right,
we will. You know, we are all about keeping people at ease. And, you know, as long as the patient is not, you know, very difficult, we will get into jokes.
Yes.
And most of my jokes come from my patients.
And you'll get some good ones, won't
you? Yes, I get some good ones from them. And they just, you know, my staff is that way. And,
there you go.
You know, I tell them, if you don't have a sense of humor, don't work here.
Exactly, exactly. Now, you were talking to me during the commercial break about this diplomat status,
right,
and how it really helps you become more self-critical.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes, I was one of the main, most important aspects of this whole process that you go through is to become self-critical.
Yeah.
Is to learn to look at your work and say, you know what, this is good, but I can be better.
Sure.
And you know, I take pictures of every procedure I do. And patients ask me, you know, why do you do this? I say, well, some of it is for the seminars, but most of it is for me.
Isn't it funny? People always ask, why do you do this when you're excelling?
Right.
They don't ask, why do you do this when the guy's being lazy and not doing anything? I think it should be reversed.
Oh, I
you?
Love that. I go back and look at him. I look at him every day.
See, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's the kind of doctor that I want operating on my mouth.
Yes.
I want a guy who's confident, self-critical, and knows what the heck he is doing.
Oh, absolutely. That is very important. And, you know, I always used to tell my students and I tell my patients, I don't have all the answers. I'm just a regular guy trying to do my best.
Well, you know, I don't think you people out there could be better served than going to Dr. Neruzzi. This is a doctor who deeply cares about his patients. He will give you that from the second you meet him. You're going to walk in. You're going to be, slightly apprehensive, and they're going to put you at ease.
Yes.
They'll knock out whatever surgeries you need, dental implants or, all of this. Doctor, you're going to have to come back. We did not have anywhere near enough time. I've got 5,000 more questions to ask.
It's my pleasure to come back. It's my pleasure.
You have been a great guest. Our guest has been Dr. Kami Neruzzi from Fox River Periodontics. Please go see the doctor. I would like to thank him for being on the show today. I'd always like to thank the best producer in the business, my producer, Debbie Schreiner. Listen to my entertainment talk show, Fly By Night, every Saturday at midnight right here on AM 560, The Answer. Tune in next week when we interview another great leader from the business world. This has been Part of The Answer. I'm Ken Savage. Have a very successful week, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Bye. I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire.